Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gator, we have some breaking news right as we start the show.
Do we?
97.1 The Ticket. Breaking news is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. According to the Detroit Lions, Martha Firestone Ford is stepping down as principal owner of the Detroit Lions.
What?
Sheila Ford Hamp to succeed mother as team's principal owner and chairman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, for Martha Firestone Ford, it has been a great honor for our family to be associated with the Lions and with the National Football League. I am gratified that this family tradition, which my husband and I began almost six decades ago, will continue under Sheila's guiding hand. It is clear to me that Sheila will provide superb leadership and is fully committed to competitive excellence and community involvement. From Sheila Ford Hamp, my mother has inspired all of us since taking over leadership of the Lions over 6 years ago. She's been a tireless leader to our family, our team, and our community. Her smart decisions have given me a solid foundation to take the team forward. On behalf of the family and the team, I want to thank her for her countless contributions. I look forward to leading the Lions to excellence on and off the field. The Detroit Lions announced today Martha Firestone Ford, who has led the Lions since 2014, has decided to step aside from her principal leadership role with the team. Under the team's established plan, Martha Ford's daughter, Sheila Ford Hamp, has succeeded her mother as the team's principal owner and chairman. Mrs. Hamp has been active in team leadership and National Football League activities for several years in preparation for officially assuming team leadership. I mean, we knew eventually.
Well, they've said they've had a succession plan.
Yeah.
And this is, okay, today's the day that this is going to happen. You know, my first thought is with Mrs. Ford, I hope she's okay. And this isn't a hell, but I mean, she's, what is she, 93 years old or something? It's quite a life she's lived. I don't think I've made any bones about it. I think she's done a better than decent job as Lions owner. I think she's made decisions that her husband never made. They may not have been the right decisions all the time. The latest one to hang on to, Patricia and Quinn, I'm not thrilled with, but she was quick to say this isn't good enough, that's not good enough, forcing changes to happen. You know, when people thought that she wouldn't fire people, she fired people. And I think she's been a better than decent owner over the course of her 6 years. I didn't like the last move that she's held on to, Quinn and Patricia, but I think those guys are in a very short leash. I know nothing about the daughter and how she's going to run things, but okay, this is, it's not unexpected. I guess it's kind of maybe feels sudden because we didn't hear anything that she was in ill health or that there was a design date to turn things over to her daughter, but today's the day.
Okay, we can handle this a bunch of different ways and have a bunch of different reactions, and this is you know, this is live on the air, walking the tightrope radio. I again, you start doing research on Hamp and what does Hamp bring into the table, but the reality is this news will not be taken all that well by Detroiters because they want to hear for sale signs on the team.
True.
That's all they want to hear, is that the team's up for sale. And a succession plan, keeping it within the family, is doing, I mean, will do nothing for the average Detroit Lions fan.
Well, I will say this.
And maybe even the less than average Detroit Lions fan.
Right. Mr. Ford, when he owned the team, was not a very popular figure in Detroit.
Nope.
Fair statement?
Yep.
His son, Bill Jr., when he was involved with the team, did people like what he did when he was involved?
Some of what he did.
Yeah, I mean, basically, he was the guy who was the impetus to get rid of Matt Millen, and he'd had enough. And then he removed himself from the position with the Lions to take over Ford Motor Company, which, because that's the family business. So he left. Martha takes over, and she rules with a bit of an iron fist.
Yeah.
Safe to say that people like Martha Ford better than Mr. Ford?
Yes.
Okay. So the family members outside of the father so far, the two that have had an opportunity to have a say-so in the matters, have proven themselves to be more worthy of ownership than Mr. Ford. What happens now with the daughter? I think she deserves a fair shake with the fans before fans just vilify her simply because of the bloodlines, because I think we've seen that the bloodlines with two others in that family have been okay.
Okay, I'm going to let you know what generally, as a member of the media, what I attempt to do as a policy when it comes to formulating opinions is do your best to predict what's going to happen, because that's our job. But I want to judge Hamp on what Hamp does, not anything that has happened before she has taken over, because it's easy to lump in everyone together when it's all on her now, that everything that's already happened, which isn't necessarily fair. She could be much better than Martha has been, but there's really no predicting it. Who's to know? I mean, my first gut instinct is off this tree, this line of succession we've seen with the Lions, it's probably not going to work. It's probably not going to work.
Well,
I hate to be that cynical, and
well, it's a track record.
It is a track record, and it's hard to predict that this is going to lead to great things, as opposed to a for sale sign being put on the team and some new owner coming in, where you have no reason to doubt that you know it's not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, you have to figure out what. I have no idea what her interest has been in the Lions over the years. I'm pretty sure she's taken a pretty big interest in this team over the years. But you know what do fans want from an owner? They want passion. You know, because there was perceived no passion from Mr. Ford, and that's what they want. They want passion. They want action. They want someone who's willing to do whatever it takes to put a winning team on the field. Because we haven't seen that.
No, you're right, and what is the owner's job? Hire the right people and get the F out of the way, right?
Yeah,
hire the right people.
Give them the resources.
Yeah. So make sure you open up the checkbook, or you do what needs to be done, but you don't want an owner that gets in the way. It's hard to say that the Ford family hasn't gotten in the way. It's hard to make the statement. The Ford family hasn't gotten in the way of winning.
Right.
It's you can't make that statement and feel like that's a true statement. You just can't. There's too long a history of not winning to say that. So now that Mrs. Ford, in case you're just joining us, breaking news as we hit the air today, Martha Firestone Ford is stepping down as principal owner of the Lions, and Sheila Ford Hamp, her daughter, will succeed her mother as the team's principal owner. 248-539-9797. I guess the question for the people is whether you have a strong feeling one way or another that this will work or won't work, but what could Sheila Ford Hamp do right now where you go, okay, maybe things will be different. Maybe things will be different.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.